Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, honest question for the audience today.
Here's what I tell everyone.
And I always get honest answers, right?
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great Father's Day.
It's a big old land with countless...
All you dads out there, I had a great day. Hey, great day. I love going to the movies. And our daughter said, Dad, you want to go to a movie? Knowing full well the answer would be yes. And then when we go to see what's showing at the theater, it's like, I don't know who makes movies today, but it's just like, come on.
What'd you see?
So we went to Little Mermaid.
Oh, the new one.
The new one where it's real, real people.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I detected no woke whatsoever.
Well, Ariel is now a woman of color.
True.
That was one thing.
Yeah, that was a little different, I guess.
Apparently there's a number of little things in there that you'll notice if you watch closely that Disney has its woke hands on.
I just remember when we talked about going, I remember some criticism of the movie is that it was not woke enough. There was not enough woke in the movie. That came from some folks on the left. And so I thought, well, then that one's for me. So my wife and daughter and I had to do Little Mermaid yesterday, and it was entertaining. You know the story. We know the story, so it's just a little different. You know, in the production, and I don't know. So it was kind of fun. So we did a little lunch, and we did mass, and we did the movie, and just had a fun time. Got the nicest cards from the kids too. That just makes Father's Day. Know this, if you have a dad and you're like struggling, oh, what should I get him? Like, should I get him a tie? Should I get him, you know, passed to a golf course? Whatever. What he's going to love and remember the most is the card. A little handwritten note inside the card. Those are so great.
Amen.
Oh my gosh. And I can't read a card without tearing up. It's just my sappy self. All the time. So anyway, that was nice.
And my son knows me too well. I got a new, a smaller cast iron pan. So I now have three cast irons in my set.
Do you?
Yeah. I got one. It takes two people to lift.
What is the significance of a cast iron?
I'm just not a big fan. Well, for so many things, there's some nonstick stuff that I will do. You know, that need the nonstick pan, but the Teflon thing, old school, seasoned cast iron, nothing like it. Cast iron steaks.
So does the steaks, you know, taste better, or is it just prepare easier?
It's just different. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a lot of things for cast iron that they go right in the oven.
I see.
They don't, and you know, non-steak Teflon stuff's not supposed to be very good for you.
I've been the beneficiary of many things that have been cranked out of a kitchen, but I've not spent much time myself. Like I wouldn't, you know, cast iron regular, just a pan's a pan.
Oh, no.
Say. Not the
cast
case.
Iron, yeah.
Very nice of George.
Season it up, yep.
He knew his dad.
Yes, he does.
Yes. I love it. Beautiful. I have a serious question today, an honest question for the audience. I found myself with all this Juneteenth hubbub sincerely wondering what it was all about. And about the only thing I remembered was woke push for Juneteenth to replace July 4th, which obviously irritated the living daylights out of me. Now, I don't know, you know, if that's real or who put that forward, but I asked the question on Facebook about 12 hours ago, and I just said, what's Juneteenth, and Corey, the very first person that answers, says the left's attempt to supersede the only Independence Day, July 4, 1776. And there you go. And I'm thinking, why do we have a federal holiday? And its mission is to replace July 4th. Can't we all get along? Can't we all be one? Can't we just celebrate America on July 4th, 1776, and regardless of when we were quote-unquote free, we now are free. It's the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we celebrate it on July 4th? I don't know. Maybe I'm completely naive. So what is your answer to that question? What is Juneteenth? 701-271-1100. Somebody has suggested that Joe Biden can tell me all I need to know about Juneteenth. I'm afraid to find that clip. Afraid he might be bumbling around. Remind me before the end of the day to play for you. This actually happened. Joe Biden, John Fetterman, over the weekend, at a press conference. Not kidding. And I will share that for you before we're done. Tim said Juneteenth is a day to commemorate the date slaves in Texas were informed that they were free, much later than the date of the Emancipation Proclamation. Gus answers, Juneteenth was not a day of freedom for blacks. It was a day of announcement for blacks in Texas only. Blacks in other states already knew they were free. Democrats in Texas had kept their slaves from knowing about the Emancipation Proclamation. And so when Texas surrendered, the Union General that came in, a Republican, informed them that they were already free, which they did not know. You notice a little reminder there of the Party of Slaves? Robert Byrd, KKK, and long before, Democrats were the Party of Slaves. Remember that. But Juneteenth is definitely not a day of freedom for blacks across the South, says Gus. The Emancipation Proclamation years before it accomplished that. Why don't we celebrate that then? Where's the federal holiday for the Abe Lincoln Emancipation Proclamation? Getting more confused by the minute here on this Juneteenth deal. 701-271-1100 if you could help. Gus goes on to say, it's just Southern Democratic leaders who are almost universally were pro-slavery kept slaves from hearing about it. Also, because the Confederacy considered itself a separate nation, it didn't really care what Lincoln said, for they were a different nation from them, or so they thought. They didn't care about the Emancipation Proclamation any more than we would care about a proclamation issued in Mexico. So celebrating Juneteenth is good, but if you do it historically correct, rather than politically correct, as they want you to do it now. The current presentation of Juneteenth is absolutely and definitely historically inaccurate, but it's politically correct with the CRT narrative. See how much you learn from the good listeners of What's on Your Mind? You people are the best. By the way, Gus got a lot of attaboys from folks in the Facebook audience last night. Excellent explanation. Thank you for the explanation. Linda said it means nothing. Blaine says, hey, Linda, from what I've read, most blacks don't care for it. In other words, it's all political. There's always a smart aleck in the group, too, because the question, of course, is what's Juneteenth? And Dane answers tomorrow, which was yesterday, meaning today. Todd said it's a payback holiday to the members of the Federal Workers Union for voting Democrat. You get a paid day off. Everybody gets a paid day off. Makes you wonder if they can have that many holidays. Perhaps they're overstaffed. Rick says it really doesn't mean anything. except to the liberals who were able to convince Congress and President Biden to make it a federal holiday when they had a trifecta. Majorities in both houses of Congress and the presidency, just another federal holiday where most of the banks will be closed, no mail delivery, most federal offices will be closed. Lisa says it's just another Monday at work, June 19th. We're here working, aren't we? Kevin asks whether or not this is George Floyd reparations. Duke says it's another woke joke. Anything to do with Biden, I do not care. It's corrupt. Matthew says another payoff from Biden to Democrats to make the cost of products go up. Peter says it happens to be his birthday. Well, there you go, Peter. Enjoy your birthday. And thanks for sharing. Others, welcome at 701-271-1100. Give us a call this morning on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To a crawfish bowl.
Let me tell you a little bit about Rainbow International. If you're a homeowner, listen up, because if you experience any kind of flood or water damage in your home, you don't want to wait another minute. Contact Ned and the team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water damage restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation. They're here to help 24/7. Water damage, fire, mold, They're highly trained technicians, quickly assess the damage, and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo today, 701-412-4776. What is Juneteenth? It's the question for you today. What does it mean to you? Is it good, bad, indifferent? Paul and Towner, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'm a former federal employee for the Farm Service Agency in Towner, and that's commenting on your comment that federal employees must be under work. Well, at least I cannot comment on everybody, but I can comment on what I did. We were never underworked, and I wound up giving up vacation days to get the work done. And so I don't appreciate what you said about being underworked. I don't know. That's my comment.
Yeah, just so you know, Paul, that was a comment from a listener. Related to the additional federal holiday of Juneteenth, but wasn't from me.
I'm sorry about
yeah,
that.
That's right.
Okay.
But now you responded responded to the other listener anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. We've always been understaffed in the loan program, and that I don't know. It's just that way, and I personally wound up giving up vacation days, and that not everybody did that. And somehow the work sort of tripped, you know, we sort of got it finished, but we take a long time, way longer than we should for the, you know, service we provide. Customers are, you know, many of them, you know, complain that we take too long, and part of that's because we don't have enough people to do the job at the time. So I don't know what else to say.
Got it, Paul. I appreciate your call. Thank you for sharing that perspective.
Okay, that's it.
701-271-1100 to call us. Texter says, maybe I just don't understand exactly what Juneteenth is, but it seems to be a woke holiday. Well, I think it's fair to call it a woke holiday. However, for blacks in Texas at the time, it wouldn't have seemed woke. But the fact that some have turned it into some sort of national holiday as a result that it represents all blacks, I think that's where you get into a little bit of woke. Let's see what else we have in the way of responses here on the program. A friend of mine is promoting Juneteenth joy as a way to highlight that black Americans are free. Free to be successful. Check out Juneteenth joy. Now we have a spinoff holiday? Juneteenth joy? Call me naive, friends. Can't we say July 4th is the symbol of freedom for every American, black, white, red, blue, brown, yellow? I mean, this is where I bristle a little bit. We're all equal, right? There you go. We all celebrate freedom on July 4th. How about that? Juneteenth joy. I'll try and get back to that. Kirby says, it's a celebration of the liberation of the slaves owned by Democrats by the Army of the U.S. under Republican administration. The slaves in Texas, one of the last Confederate states to surrender to Union forces, did not know about the Emancipation Proclamation until General Granger announced it when he occupied Galveston on June 19, 1865. Texas has had it as a holiday since 1980. The ending of slavery and the liberation of slaves should be celebrated. Thank you, Kirby. Danny says, the holiday is awesome. I celebrate everyone being free. The name, however, is stupid. This is not really a word. So I'll celebrate June 19th and celebrate everyone being free, but I won't be repeating a made-up word. A lot of different and very interesting takes here today, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff says, commemorating, I think you mean I concur. Also, we do have a lot of federal holidays, though. Terry says, a day they swapped out for Flag Day, which was last week and not a federal holiday anymore either. Okay. Good point. Flag Day is not a federal holiday? Knowing the history of that flag, back to 1777, the stars, the stripes? Fair question. Glad you raised it. Kenny says it's another liberal pronoun. Shara says it's a political stunt. Liza says, what is the purpose of this question? I usually Google these types of things. See, Liza, I enjoy hearing from other people and their particular take, in this case, on a federal holiday. So I'm not asking so much as to be, you know, you're right, I could just Google it and get the origin behind it. I want to know what people view it as. Because it's a federal holiday that sort of came out of nowhere. I think we have a right to know a little more history behind it. And we had some great feedback on it. 701-271-1100 to call us or text us at 701-237-1590. God save the Queen, says one of our texters. Scott, wow, I keep hearing this breaking news story about the baby ducks, but nothing about armed IRS agents along with ATF agents that raided a gun store in Montana late last week. The IRS agents seized all 4,473 documents that had customer names, addresses, social security numbers, and took no financial info from the store owner. I don't know about the baby ducks. Can't help you with the baby ducks. But the Montana story is worth digging into. Appreciate the tip. Thank you very much. Juneteenth, the day Republicans freed the slaves from the Democrats. Yeah, we should have all of the history, shouldn't we? Accurate history. Another listener says, Juneteenth is when all commercials on TV feature black people. That's woke. Another texter, Juneteenth, what a ridiculous name, is just another admission of the woke left ignorance of true history to cause division and drag our country's greatness down. It should be Love It or Leave It Day. Thanks for sharing. Daryl in Detroit likes when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. A violent weekend has left at least 5 people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a 3-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Brought to you by our friends at PetraServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience awaits today. Listen to this. How does tater tot hot dish sound today? PetraServe USA downtown Fargo has that. MP Avenue. Salisbury steak in Glendon. Chicken fettuccine in Yulin. Lasagna with garlic bread on 45th Street in Fargo. Beefy noodles at 12th Avenue and I-29. Country fried steak or beef noodles West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Salisbury steak in Harwood. Good. PetraServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Hey, Daryl's in Detroit Lakes wants to weigh in on our topic of the day. Go ahead, Daryl. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. You know, I started listening to you guys about a year ago, and now it's a regular occurrence. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Juneteenth. I consider myself an ultra-magger. I have a picture of Donald Trump in my car in the window. However, I consider myself rational and responsible. And in that light, thinking about Juneteenth, the difference between July 4th and Juneteenth was that in 1776, blacks were still enslaved. It didn't happen that they were freed until 1865. So I'm a Norwegian white guy. As a black person, I can see where July 4th didn't really represent, if they know the history of 1776, didn't represent freedom. That didn't happen until 60 years later, 70 years later. So I'm kind of in the arena of acknowledging Juneteenth as a legitimate celebration. That's my comment.
Appreciate it, Daryl. Thank you for the comment. And it's just interesting to hear all the different angles on this, which have a place in this conversation. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, I want people to remember and realize, one, the main person responsible for slaves gaining freedom is a Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. Two, the main figurehead responsible for equality is a Republican citizen, Dr. Martin Luther King. Three, Democrat Joe Biden was against the Civil Rights Act. Thanks for the text. Appreciate it very much. Before the break, we had somebody bring up Juneteenth joy. And I did a little search during the break of Juneteenth Joy. Evidently, it's the subject of, they call it Juneteenth Joy Fest around the country, related in some way to this. So that's interesting. Also did a little checking on the Montana ATF raid on a gun shop there. Agents from the Criminal Investigation Unit of the IRS and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms closed Highwood Creek Outfitters to search for financial documents. Friday afternoon, Congressman Matt Rosendale announced he sent a letter to ADF's director and the IRS commissioner asking for answers, calling the incident outrageous. Rosendahl asked the two for answers behind the search, including why it was conducted, and said under Director Dettelbach's leadership of the ATF, a pattern of intimidation and harassment against hardworking Americans has emerged. Montanans will not tolerate these political witch hunts. I remind both Director Dettelbach and Commissioner Werfel that Congress has the power of the purse, and I will ensure that funding for these agencies is not weaponized against the American people. All right, we'll continue to follow that situation. In fact, Chris, Mr. Super Producer, if you could invite Congressman Rosendale to join us on the program, that would be fantastic. John in Wyoming, thank you for listening, sends a note saying, read the first bullet. This is the latest update for your iPhone. Talk about the woke. Thought you might find this interesting. Thank you and have a great day. Appreciate your show. Very kind of you. A new Pride celebration wallpaper for the lock screen to honor the LGBTQ community and culture. Oh, I see. This is the update that you get from your iPhone, and they're offering you, in the update, a new Pride celebration wallpaper. Then they get to things like fixes. Very interesting. Appreciate you sharing that, John. Thank you. I mentioned earlier that John Fetterman and Joe Biden spoke this weekend in Philadelphia. Joe was there for a campaign stop. And I think the only one in the room that totally understood what John Fetterman was saying was Joe Biden. And probably the only one that understood Joe was John Fetterman, I guess. Anyway, listen to this. By the way, it is sad. I'll label this as sad. They both have wives. You'd think their wives would say, this is too painful. We're getting off the stage. You're not doing this anymore. But Jill Biden must love the trappings of Marine One and Air Force One and being First Lady and traipsing across the United States and care less about the fact that her ailing husband has no business being at a podium making remarks, giving speeches, and the same thing for John Fetterman. So let me say what I firmly believe about this, and that it is sad. Here's John Fetterman.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here.
Joe Biden's a collapsed bridge. Standing next to Joe Biden, I'm standing next to a collapsed bridge. There is a bridge that collapsed, but he just looked at Joe Biden and called him a collapsed bridge. A metaphor that might work.
I'm here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel, law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
Isn't that sad? I normally would play it twice so you can pick up anything you miss, but I can't do it. It's awful. Joe Biden shouldn't tell jokes either. Listen to this when he takes to the podium in Philadelphia, same event with John Fetterman.
I might add, if I didn't, I'd be sleeping alone. I better explain that. Some don't know what I'm talking about. My wife's a Philly girl. All right, where are we going?
We're heading this way for it.
All right, we're going to go over and get the briefing.
Hmm. Where are we going? Tells the punchline to the joke, and by the way, nobody laughs. There's a crowd there. Awkward silence.
I might add, if I didn't, I'd be sleeping alone. That's explain. I better explain that. Some don't know what I'm talking about. My wife's a Philly girl. All right, where are we going?
Oh, my gosh. He had a little touchy-feely problem. He's been known to have that once in a while. This time with a large fella who came up to greet the president, a union member. Listen to what he says to him.
I tell him all the time. I tell you what, man, you guys just endorsed me again, and I want to tell you, if I say anything you don't like, let me know, will you, man? He's got guns as big as my thighs. Good to see you, pal.
Say anything I don't like, you let me know. Wow. Yeah, it's happening right before your eyes, folks. Right now. Do you hear about the God Save the Queen deal? Even the woke media is picking this one up. Listen.
Well, President Biden did cause a bit of confusion at the end of his address yesterday.
All right. God Save the Queen, man.
The president ended his speech with those words after being told he couldn't shake hands because storms were approaching. The phrase quickly trended on Twitter as critics pounced. However, others on Twitter pointed out that that's a phrase he's used before to end speeches.
What in the world? You got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. He stumbled again on the steps. Of Air Force One over the weekend, too. So it just is, this is all the sad state of affairs is playing out in front of our eyes. Meanwhile, we're pandering to China now. But you can't make up. Unbelievable. It really is. Texter says, I will celebrate Juneteenth like most other holidays, by working. I'm fine with Juneteenth, but let's stop canceling and changing other holiday names. What bothers me is the narrative the media is taking regarding mass shootings around the country in response to Juneteenth. They try and force the race issue, white people are bad, and shooting everyone, which is BS. This morning, the local news ran a story from Chicago where a bunch of shootings occurred over the weekend. And that was because of Juneteenth reaction. Well, it must be Juneteenth every weekend in Chicago. No kidding. You're exactly right. Another listener, doesn't Juneteenth contradict the current mantra? We're celebrating the freedoms that BLM claims they don't have? I'm so confused. Very good point. We've all got freedom. Celebrated on July 4th. Another listener says, let's be honest, it's another great way to separate us. Another great way to separate us. July 4th is representing our independence from England. It was not necessarily about freedom for all. It was freedom from England making us a sovereign country. So why everyone keeps jawing about it and how it did mean freedom for blacks is kind of off topic for that holiday. I'm just saying July 4th is about freedom. And we all should get along and say, that's my day of freedom, because I live in America. Great country.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cave. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey, y'all.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Len Helms is going to join us in just a little bit. Tell us about the latest month of production for oil and gas production in North Dakota. See how things are faring. What the outlook is with OPEC's cut and more. Look forward to that conversation. Such an integral part of the economy of North Dakota touches every corner of the great state of North Dakota. We're also going to catch up with John Trandum, who is the North Dakota Republican Party first vice chair, just elected on Friday at a gathering of North Dakota Republicans. So we'll get an update on what happened at that meeting. A lot of wholesale change there. What will it mean? We'll talk about that coming up on the program, too. We call What's On Your Mind, so stay tuned. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on anything we've chatted about or anything that's on your mind here today. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Got it? Call 701-271-1100 or text 237-1590. Brent in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, good morning.
You've been talking about Fetterman and how disgusting he is. I have a question to you, and I've been listening to the show all day. Maybe you talked about it. What about Kelly Armstrong voting against going after Adam Schiff? There was 20 that voted against, and he was one of them. You should get him on the program and ask the swamp guy why he voted for that.
We will have him on the program. He's on regularly, every other week, usually on Wednesdays. So I believe Wednesday this week we'll have him on, number one. Number two, I didn't call John Fetterman disgusting. I think it's sad. So I don't want words to be put in my mouth. It's embarrassing and sad. But I also disagree with Kelly's vote. Now, the reason he is telling us he voted the way he did is because there was a fine that was included in the legislation that was not constitutional. So he said, I'm not going to vote for anything that's not constitutional. In my mind, vote for it. Let that be worked out later. You know, if you vote for it and then we say, okay, this is going to be challenged, all right, we'll vote on it again. It just looks bad to have the 20 Republicans vote against it. And if it was something that they just on principle couldn't do, then tee up another vote immediately. Right? And get rid of the fine. So I understand the explanation, but I would have voted differently myself.
Yep. And then I have another question to change on Burgum. On that Chinese thing they wanted to build at Grand Forks, did he ever say anything about it against or for it or against it? I never heard him say anything.
Yeah, he did. He initially was for it and later came to understand that there was enough concern at the federal level that he was against it. Having heard from Senator Cramer, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay. I never heard him say anything, and I figured, well, he gets Bill Gates is buying all his farmland, you know, and all over the country, and he's buds with him, and that's why he didn't want to say anything about buying farmland or, you know, China coming in buying all his land. His buddy's doing the same thing.
Well, his buddy's not Chinese, so there's a little bit of difference there. And I do take comfort in the fact that our friend Kevin Pfeiffer from America's Land Auctioneer said we're talking about like one half of 1%, not a huge sum of land. He believes Bill Gates is buying land for an investment because he sees it as a good investment and his brokers buy that stuff. He doesn't see anything nefarious in it, but I'm not a big fan of Bill Gates in any way, shape, or form, so I understand your concern, Brent.
No. Well, they said they want to take his land out of production, and he's against cattle and livestock, and he wants to get rid of cattle, and then our governor's running around hooked up with them.
I hear you, and that's probably the number one concern we hear about Doug Burgum is the association to Bill Gates. And he's been asked about it on this show before.
Yeah.
And explained that we work together at Microsoft, but we're not exactly close now. I mean, he's addressed it before, but people have that concern. Brent, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Off-air call here about Flag Day. Roll that.
I just had to comment on your comment on Flag Day not being a federal holiday. You, of course, this is obviously a jest, but you have to realize that whose birthday it is on June 14th. And it's pretty obvious they don't want to make that a federal holiday. Thank you.
Well, they haven't for a long time. It's Donald Trump's birthday on June 14th, in case you didn't know. Here's another call on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yes, the Emancipation Proclamation was written to free only the slaves in the rebellious territories. It didn't free the slaves in the territories held by the Union at the time. It wasn't until after the war that all slaves were freed. We also forget that Abraham Lincoln stopped voting in Kentucky in rebellious territories or prevented that. He also stopped newspapers from printing things he didn't like and had reporters arrested. But overall, the Emancipation Proclamation shouldn't be being used as a reference in this argument.
And I don't understand why that isn't a federal holiday, given what Lincoln did. That's why this just seems like pandering, what it does. By the way, thank you for all the comments. Fascinating conversation, online, on air, and otherwise. Much appreciated. Lynn Helms, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, do not go away.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.